My friend JB is famous for saying you can't make up real life. And that's his sort of fun way of just talking about the challenges that just come up in human experience. And leading a school is no different. You are a human. You're bringing that to the job. And you're supporting a whole campus full of humans. So you just can't make up the day-to-day reality of what it means to be a school leader and a ruckus maker. And here's the thing. It's a really hard job. It's tough. Even when you're a veteran and you've figured stuff out, it's still difficult. I like to say at Better Leaders, Better Schools, and through the mastermind experience, you know, school leadership will never be easy, but it can be easier. So there'll still be those tough days. And when Kevin Thomas joined the mastermind, he said, "Danny, I'm just drowning. I want to be able to survive and thrive. Maybe you can help." Lucky for Kevin, one of our dear friends connected us and said, "You know what Danny's doing at Better Leaders, Better Schools with the Ruckus Maker Mastermind? You need to check it out." Kevin did, and everything changed for the better. If you've ever wondered what this mastermind thing is all about, you get to hear today what Kevin's experience has been like. A leader just like you, who has celebrated so many different wins and milestones and been able to overcome some of the hardest parts of the role. Hey, it's Danny. I'm a principal development and retention expert. I'm a best-selling author, and I host two of the world's most downloaded podcasts. This show is for you, a ruckus maker, which means you've made three commitments. You've committed to investing in your continuous growth, challenging the status quo, and designing the future of school right now. And we'll be back after some messages from our show sponsors. Hey, Ruckus Maker, I'll make this quick. If you're listening to this message right now, you're missing out. When you subscribe to the Ruckus Maker newsletter on Substack, you get access to microbooks focused on how to do school different, tools and other resources that will help you make a ruckus and do school different, stories and case studies of the world's most legendary ruckus makers of all time, access to my calendar to schedule coaching sessions, and you'll also get bonus podcast content that won't be released on the main podcast feed and podcast episodes without any advertisements. So if you love this show, if it's helped you grow, and you want access to more tools and resources that will help you make a ruckus and do school different, and become a paid subscriber at ruckusmakers.substack.com. That's ruckusmakers.substack.com. I'm sure you've heard that energy flows to where attention goes, right? If you want to get more of what you want when you want it as a school leader, I've got a tool for you. The secret is to celebrate the positive things happening on campus and to go multiple levels deeper to tap into why it even matters. When you do that, anything is possible on your campus, and I mean anything. And you start to get more of what you want when you want it. If you'd like to spread more positivity and create more value for all stakeholders on your campus, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/positive and download your free tool today. IXL takes the guesswork out of lesson planning for teachers. IXL's ready-made lesson plans are aligned to your textbooks and state standards, so teachers can turn to IXL for the exact content they need to help their students. Get started today at IXL.com/leaders. That's IXL.com/leaders. Even the most highly effective ruckus maker can't be in all classrooms offering incredible feedback all the time. So what if teachers could gather their own feedback without relying on you? And not only their own feedback, but meaningful feedback that would improve their instruction. Well, check out the TeachFX app by visiting teachfx.com/betterleaders, and you can pilot their program today. Go to teachfx.com/betterleaders to see how. When you work with Quest Food Management Services, you're going to feel good about the food you serve your students. That's because the food is real and it's made from scratch and locally sourced.
Learn more about Quest Food Management Services at questfms.com or follow Quest Food on social media. That's questfms.com.
Well, I'm super excited to be here with awesome ruckus maker, Kevin Thomas, my friend. And he's been a part of the mastermind. We're here to talk about his story in just a second. But he works at the American Cooperative School of Tunis and is secondary school principal there. This is his 23rd year in education. And he originally hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And yes, he is a diehard sports fan. So don't get in the way between him and his beloved Eagles and Phillies and all the rest. He's been married for 22 years to his wife, Pascal, and they have three kids. Kevin loves learning and certainly is the epitome of a learning leader. And in his spare time, he likes to do 10-minute yoga and runs 2 miles every day. So Kevin, super excited to have this conversation with you today.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Absolutely. So I think what I want to ask you first is, what was life and leadership like before joining the Ruckus Maker Mastermind?
The thing is, I think when I first became a school principal, and this is my fifth year now, and before I joined the mastermind, I guess it's, you don't know what you don't know. And then you're in there and you're drowning fast. And even though I have a director who's my line manager, who I go to for support, I think there's only so many questions you can ask. So I felt a bit lost. And I was lucky enough to mastermind early on in that first year. And it was just so nice to have that connection. So yeah, I would say to be more direct, not feeling lost, not having the answers, needing more, needing help.
So you feel lost. You feel like you're drowning.
Yeah.
Can you remember, was there like a specific challenge or struggle that you had in leadership that you wanted to be able to solve by joining the mastermind?
I think the first thing, I needed a group that I could share my stories with that could relate or would just be a good, I don't know if I necessarily want to say a shoulder to cry on, but a lending ear, if you will, and could give me feedback on how to maybe tackle the challenge in front of me, or even better, a different perspective on how I could implement a leadership technique. I think because when you're in school leadership, it moves really, it's a fast-paced job as it is. I think even for experienced leaders, but especially for young ones, everything's, you know, that expression, drinking from the fire hose type thing. Just having a group that could hear me out and offer advice is what I really needed.
Right. And so those are some of the challenges. Did you have a number one goal that you wanted to achieve?
When I first joined the mastermind, survive. That was my goal.
Sure.
Just survive. Right. Because, you know, to quit, that's just not in my DNA. Like, I'm not a quitter. It's, you know, how I was raised, and call it my ego, my DNA, where I come from, whatever, you know, being a husband and a father, a prideful person. I did not want to give up. I felt like I belonged in school leadership, but I was completely overwhelmed in my first year as a school principal. And I needed a team. I needed resources.
Yeah. Did you try anything else in addition to the mastermind to survive, so to speak, or find that shoulder to cry on?
For sure. For sure. Of course, there's, you know, besides my director and a few other school leaders, there was a few folks that I would reach out to for help, and being good people and supportive, I would get maybe little supports, if you will, or short-term supports. Of course, reading. As I mentioned, you know, I love reading.
Yeah.
But the difference with the mastermind is they're reliable. We hold each other accountable. I know they're going to be there every week for me and more as I got to make relationships. So I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I didn't have that before the mastermind. I didn't have a reliable group that would support me, that would hold me accountable, and I would hold them accountable.
How'd you find out about our group? Was it Eileen, or I don't remember? I think it was.
Yeah, it was Eileen. Eileen Council was my principal in Dubai at Gems World Academy only for 1 year.
That's right.
Eileen taught me so much in 1 year and really an outstanding educator and person.
She's amazing.
And it was just 1 year together. And then we went different ways. I went down to Dhaka, Bangladesh, to the American International School of Dhaka. I think she went off to China, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And she had met you. I don't remember that story too well, but she said, and Eileen's so good to keep in touch with. She actually just messaged me 2 months ago and said, hey, let's catch up. But
yeah.
She said, Kevin, you have to check out this guy, Danny Bauer, and what he's doing, Better Leaders, Better Schools. And, you know, Eileen was such a good mentor for me. Of course, I was going to check it out. And then that's how I believe we connected.
Gotcha. Yeah, she's so good. I'll have to give her a call after this. We catch up too. So
yeah.
How about like when you were joining, did you have a fear or a reservation about the experience?
Yeah, for me, it wasn't about what it was or what I thought it might be or the people, because I've always considered myself a people person, being the baby of the family. I've never really had problems meeting people, talking to people. I think for me, and it's interesting because I was just thinking about this earlier today, it was the fee.
Yeah.
And you and I have talked about this and have had really good conversations. It's well worth it. But I've never said it to you quite like this, and I'll share it right now. So first time.
All right.
I just don't spend money on me. Like I grew up, you know, very middle class. And when I finally did have some money, it just was, I'm more of a giver, right? Or it goes to the family or it goes to the car or to something. So I think to invest in myself was what slowed me down each time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know, for the viewers, the listeners, this is my second time in the mastermind.
Right.
But that's it. That was my only hesitation. But each time I've been with the mastermind, I've said, well, money well spent. Glad I did it. And one of the phrases you shared with me, you know, something to the effect, you know, it is an investment in yourself.
Yeah.
And I just actually used that line in my graduation speech this past weekend.
There you go.
You're going to both invest in yourself, right? So that was it. That was the only thing that, the only speed bump along the way.
Right. Yeah. You know, the investing in yourself is certainly the best kind of investment you can make, but it's a challenging one. And you got to work through that mindset or whatever's going on there. So I appreciate your candor in saying that that was a challenge for you. So that's my follow-up question. Like, so how'd you get past that, right? If that's not your norm and here in expensive, cheap, that's all relative. You know what I mean? Like, so somebody might hear what the membership fee is and say, oh, you know, that's nothing. Another person may be like, oh my God, that's ridiculous, right? But my point is, how did you get around that?
I think that's a really good question. The answer's you.
Oh, no.
So fucking with you.
Yeah, okay.
I find that part of my giant leap, if you will, that financial commitment. And again, like in life, it's not that much, but in that moment and based on my past, it is a sum of money. But no, talking to you, hearing your story, hearing what you're about, it helped me hearing that you're an active learner and you're growing and your purpose really excited me. And it was different. And it wasn't like other professional developments that I'd been to over the years. And, you know, as you mentioned, 23 years in education, I've been to my share of professional developments. Better Leaders, Better Schools is different. The mastermind is different.
Tell me more about that.
And yeah, I think it's that, you know, with the mastermind, it's the one-to-one, it's, you know, hot seat, it's current as in I can tell, you know, you and I could break down a hot seat right now, or you're available on a call, or Joe Clausey's available if I need him, or anyone from Alligator Catchers at any moment to help me if I'm losing sleep over a decision. But at the same time, I'm growing professionally with some sort of a book we're reading, a book study where we are growing professionally, holding each other accountable, having intellectual conversations, pushing each other. But I think it's also, you know, when Danny went, as busy as I believe you are, I'm pretty sure you are, this past summer when I was kind of at a low moment, and I can't remember if I reached out to you or you reached out to me, but we connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. A, we picked, like, we were old friends.
Right.
Yeah. Like, from the neighborhood kind of thing. And I was vulnerable within seconds. And I told you, Danny, I'm beat up. 4 years in this position. My director just gave me the evaluation and said two things. I don't know if you remember what he said, too. They were brutal. Said, Kevin, you need to get a life. And Kevin, you need to reinvent yourself.
I do remember that. Yeah. Because we had a pretty tough conversation around that.
Yeah. I mean, I was almost teared up, you know, because I was professionally and emotionally broken. You know, just, yeah, broken, I think it's okay to use. I was just at the end of my road and, you know, starting to wonder, like, did I pick the right job and all? And you took that and you just said, all right, well, listen, you know, have you tried this? And you had like your bag of like tools or your toolkit, your tool bag. And I think that's where the 90-day entry plan came in. Like it came right after that. I said, have you thought about this? And something you've always done really, really well, you know, whether it's Danny Bauer, whether it's Mastermind, whether it's Better Leaders, Better Schools, you've always reminded me to take care of myself. And that's what's the piece I've always been great at ignoring. And you know, you have a great line for it. Like, you can't drink from a cup that's empty. I think something like that.
You can't pour from an empty cup, but you can't drink from it either.
I'm a vocalist when it comes to like dropping quotes. I have to have them like written down and for say it 100 times in my head before I like do it like tip of my tongue. But
I don't even know them because I've said them 1 million times, right? Or I got them on my wall behind me and stuff.
Yeah, no, I know. I read it sometimes. We're talking, but you're so true. And that was the piece that I was ignoring because, you know, say, you know, what teacher's going to tell me, Kevin, you got to take better care of yourself, you know, and that I would listen.
Yeah.
I have one boss. And if he doesn't say it, mm-hmm. who's saying it? If I'm not good at saying it to myself or looking in the mirror. So I think when we kind of connected again in that moment, it was our like second intersection. I was like, I got to do this. And then, you know, I think I jumped on a few of your free, trainings. I think the 90-day entry call was free.
Yep.
I remember sitting there in my mom's house, just laying on the floor, stretching my back out, banging out my 90-day entry plan and then doing the calls and just feeling energetic again after my both told me the month before to get a life and reinvent yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
Classical. Well, you didn't tell me how to do it. Just said you need to do it.
Yeah.
Very 90.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad, obviously, that we reconnected. And I think so many that are hearing your story, Kevin, can relate to putting themselves last, right? But I think it's actually an educator problem because we're so good at serving others. They have such big hearts, right? Yeah. So if there's, you know, I hope to change education one leader at a time. And one of the differentiators is just being unabashedly pro-principal and saying, Kevin and everybody else, take care of yourself. And to connect some dots and pull on a common thread, everything I teach, whether it's the 90-day entry plan, right? The remarkable vision formula, the ideal week, but ruckus maker mindset, everything is always take care of yourself first, right? Because you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's why it's so important. So, you know, a question I'd like to ask you that I haven't asked anybody else actually during one of these conversations. You know, you experienced me facilitating masterminds and now I don't, not because I don't like to and not because I'm busy, even though I am busy, but I'm thinking deeply about how to realize the vision I have for Better Leaders, Better Schools and the impact I want to have in education and that is connected to scaling. And it'll be hard to serve more school leaders if I'm the one doing the inviting and the serve, you know what I mean? So, and that's been hard to be honest, right? If I'm candid with you, that was a hard thing to give up. And I was super afraid because I built these awesome relationships with people and I hope to continue nurturing them and keep connected, you know? But the fact is I'm not there on a weekly basis. I pop in and out now and do some other things. But can you talk about that experience for you, because you have had me as the head coach and now Joe's your head coach.
Yeah, no, really interesting how a bit of this is coming full circle. And I, as you said, I was had the wonderful opportunity to be in Purple Cows. And then I think even bounced to another one for a little bit.
Free Spirits, maybe, I think, right?
Free Spirits, yeah, Free Spirits. Yeah. I think I was bouncing around because of my time zones. I was really struggling with staying up late here in Tunis, Tunisia.
Let's pause right there just for a second. Just for a second. Because you are such an amazing school leader that you took time out of your life to develop yourself. But that was at a crazy hour, right? And I lived overseas like you too and was in a different time zone.
Right. That's right.
So that was hard.
Yeah.
Good for you for like
thank you
putting up with that for yourself. But now I'm so excited to say you're a part of a group where you can meet at like maybe, is it 7 o'clock?
Well, actually it's 6 o'clock right now.
6 o'clock. So
I mean, well, currently it's 7:26. Yeah, it's a 6 to 7 time zone for
instead of like 11 midnight or whatever it was, you know, now you could have it. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's for African, European, and Middle Eastern school leaders. So just wanted to say that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, so when you were leading us or when I was a part of the groups that you were leading, I think it was 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. with the time zone changes. So half the year, 10, then the 11. And I'd be so wound up at the end.
Yeah.
It was hard to go to sleep. Right. Like, cause you know how like it would get in our talks. But, loved having you as a leader. You're fantastic. You know, I did wonder that the way you just posed that question, like, how does Danny do this? How does he? Leader does such a great job of leading. He's now got us facilitating, but he's also running Better Leaders, Better Schools. This guy has got to run out of gas at some point. But you are an amazing facilitator, leader, everything that you've said or you probably could imagine. I'm sure you had feedback along the way. So fast forward, I take a break for a year or so, whatever it is. Maybe it's 2 years. And then I come back to Mastermind, as we mentioned earlier, and Joe's my leader. And we get the fun name of alligator catchers or alligators.
It is alligator catchers.
Yeah, alligator catchers. Yeah, because we sit on the alligator, right? Right. Yeah. And different styles, similar enough. We have similar, you know, the agenda format. So if we're franchising, if we're, you know, copying, if we're reproducing, so that felt familiar. But you know, different personalities with the leaders, and. I think it's that classic expression. What is it? You know, if you want to keep it, you got to give it away, right? So I think alligator catchers went up a notch when Joe said, hey, and you know how Joe is. He just says it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
New York, right? I think, I don't know, the guy's been all over, but
but
he's got some real New York City in him. He's like, hey, you need to start facilitating everyone. So I think once we started facilitating, I think you saw a level of buy-in and from the alligator catchers. And I think that's helped make us better. So yeah, so different styles of leadership, but there's still a spirit that of a ruckus maker, right? That is still there. So I think it's enduring. So whatever, however you calibrate, I would say it's working.
Yeah, we do a lot behind the scenes, you know, and
good.
Constantly touching base. But that is like, again, to realize the vision that I have in impacting education through school leaders, I have to train others to have that kind of impact, you know? And I feel like at least right now, as of this recording, my job is the chief storyteller going around the nation and the world saying, hey, there's a better way of doing school leadership. And you'll feel energized. You'll feel supported. You'll prioritize yourself for once. Your family, you know, we can do this together. And so now I'm out there, you know, trying to do that as much as possible. So cool. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Danny, quick question. What's that line you use about vision?
Yeah.
If you're not talking about the vision.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Then no one.
You know, the one that I talk about is, let me know if this is it, but the former CEO of LinkedIn, Jeff Weiner, said, it's not until the moment you're sick of saying something that people begin to hear it for the first time.
There you go. That's part of definitely one of the ones that I remember too. So that's me at my school.
Right.
Like I'm constantly doing it, constantly, and I'm not going to stop.
Yeah. Well, tell me this, Kevin. What surprised you the most when you joined the Mastermind?
I love that question. Other school leaders have very similar situations, problems, if you want to call it, challenges to me. I thought I was alone in the world. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a it's a Kevin problem. No, you know, so-and-so who works in New York State has the same problem. So-and-so in California, something similar that I could relate to. Didn't matter that I was in Tunis, Tunisia, or, you know, or a situation that someone has in Texas. I had that same problem when I worked in Dubai. So we are more connected than I thought. And that was my big surprise, that we could all relate to each other.
Can you remember a significant win that you experienced when participating in the mastermind, or a moment you realized, man, this really works for me?
You know what? I know from the first time around, there were multiple wins, but I'll go with a more recent one.
Yeah.
I had to confront one of my teachers on a very sensitive issue. Mm. And I was able to get feedback ahead of time from the mastermind, which helped give me the confidence that I needed and kind of gave me like different perspective or different lenses to look through the problem and possible solutions on the other side before I walked into the room. And that helped me out when I had to speak to that teacher, and it and the conversation went better than I believe I would have handled it.
Right. Yeah, that is pretty significant, and I can relate. I don't like tough conversations, yet we sort of sign up for that, right, as a leader. So appreciate you sharing that.
What makes an assessment effective? I would argue giving teachers access to quick, reliable, and useful results that inform the next best steps for teaching. And that's where IXL really stands out. Teachers get powerful insights into student performance on a daily basis so they can address issues the moment they arise. Imagine that, adjusting instruction in real time before it's too late. Your teachers have a tool that helps them to be more effective, and your students continue to grow. Check it out for yourself at IXL.com/leaders. That's IXL.com/leaders. What do you see in your classrooms, and how did you see it? As a principal, you can't be everywhere at once. So how can you help support every teacher in the building? With TeachFX, teachers can gather their own feedback without relying on classroom observations. The TeachFX instructional coaching app is like giving every teacher their own instructional coach whenever they want it. Ruckus makers can pilot TeachFX with their teachers. Visit teachfx.com/betterleaders to learn how. That's teachfx.com/betterleaders. For some students, the meal or two you serve them, that's going to be it. That's what they get for the day, which means we've got to get this right. Quest Food Management Services elevates the student dining experience, serving scratch-made meals using high-quality ingredients that are sourced locally and responsibly. Now, you might be thinking, okay, Danny, I get it. The food's high quality, but do the students eat it and enjoy it? Bottom line, students love the food. And Quest is one of the fastest-growing companies in the school food service industry and has been consistently ranked in the top 50 food service providers by Food Management Magazine. Learn more about Quest Food Management Services at questfms.com or follow Quest Food on social media. That's questfms.com.
Any other milestones you could think of? So tough conversations, prepping for those.
Yeah, and I think for me, the tough conversations are the hardest part of the job, because now you have to remember, I haven't worked in a public school or where I could drive home at night and I don't see these people on the weekends. I work in a small school or international, even bigger international schools before, where we are our own community, pretty much. We live in a bubble of friendship. I do lead a pretty kind of, I don't know if I want to say a hermit type life, but it's a thing when you have a courageous conversation, because there is going to be a ripple effect. There's a potential ripple effect. I don't fear that anymore. Besides the courageous conversations, I'm trying to think of maybe something that scheduling, assemblies, let's see, recruiting, parents. I mean, you name it. I've brought it all to the mastermind. I mean, pick a topic. I'm trying to think of one that was significant off the top of my head.
Well, I appreciate how you are highlighting the breadth of what you can bring, right? Because that is the deal. You're in an international group, so it depends on where somebody finds themselves joining. But there's going to be a diversity of experience and worldview and perspective. And there's really nothing that you can't bring, right, to the mastermind, and they'll help you out and they'll make you better. So
I'll give you a nugget.
Let's get it.
I had to warm up this one. This one was tough. So this was 2 months ago. I had to take on my boss. I had to confront my manager, my number one. I only have one boss, and he had gone out on a trip and brought back some receipts. And there were some things on there that should not have been purchased. And he was trying to get reimbursed at school. And I had to have the courage to say, I see this. It was almost like in the movies, the spy movies, it would be like a test. Because I had to take on the guy who mentored me. And I called out on it. I did it very politely. But I'll be honest, I sat on this decision for 3 weeks, and then my hot seat came up. And I decided to go forward with it after having the alligator catchers give me some confidence, some things to think about. And by just saying out loud my fear, because that's what I was experiencing, even though I'm comfortable in my shoes, this scenario made me nervous. Because this is the person who will write my reference for my next job. Sure. You know, I'm 40.
High stakes.
Yeah, I want to be a principal again. I definitely want to do it again at a new school, new challenges at some point. Probably when my youngest daughter graduates in 2 years, I'll be looking. And it went well enough. There's no exciting Hollywood ending to what happened. Just sure. He took paper across the table and just said, I'll deal with this. Wow, it was powerful.
Yeah.
For me as a school leader, it really helped me have like really practice my integrity.
Yeah.
Because I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one degree shy of that is if I've had to tell a teacher that I'm not renewing their contract.
Sure.
Super intense, super scary, super stressful, but having all your ducks in a row, knowing your why, doing what's best for kids. Actually, this is another alligator catchers. And this is one of our participants who I only saw this person for a little bit. And then she disappeared. Shan is her name.
Oh, yeah.
And she said to me, because I was talking about a teacher that I knew I had to not rehire. I knew I had to do it. Said, Kevin, if this teacher is bad for kids, why in the world would you hold on to them for another year? Bang. I needed to hear that. I knew what I needed to do, but I needed a little bit more. And that's what the mastermind does. It gives you that chance, that platform that's not connected to your where you're driving into work the next day. And these people have similar situations. And I would imagine they would say something similar, that they feel comfortable and they get energy and support from maybe things I say, my shares. And together, we're a community helping each other. So those are two big ones.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
How would you say life and leadership's different these days?
I sleep better. I'm healthier in my late 40s than I was in my 30s. It sounds goofy as all heck. The 10-minute yoga and 2 miles a day is my ticket. That's when I focus on my me, even though I write the you on the document, but my me, it clears my head. And it's my guarantee every day. It's my control piece. Like I can control that. The way the rest of the day goes, it can, you know, do some different kind of zigzags. But, you know, leadership today is, you know, I have a healthy start every morning because I invest in me. And then I'm a better person to serve others throughout the rest of the day. I walk out at a set time for most of the year, except if I'm coaching basketball, which is still a set time. I can leave the building. So I'm just a better version. I'm a healthier version of me.
Brilliant. How would you describe your mastermind experience, Kevin, in either one word or one phrase?
One word, I'd say transformational. Yeah. I could go with thankful, appreciative.
Transformational works.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm without a doubt, you know, on a side note, I just used one of the documents you shared with me, that celebratory one where you do the There's like the five bubble boxes going left to right.
Yeah, the positive spotlight tool.
Yeah, I used it with my team last week. Are you ready for this? I was so busy, I was unable to preload it for them because I work with such a strong team. They ran with it. They're all smart. They're all highly strong, intelligent educators. They were digging it.
That's awesome.
We nailed it. I should share results with you.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Get a glimpse. Yeah.
Yeah. And just for the, you know, ruckus maker listening, positive spotlight tool is a way to slow down, express gratitude, identify things you want to see happen more on campus. And Kevin was alluding to the five bubbles. I'm not going to teach it. Join the mastermind. You'll get the tool. But it's a way of it's a way of getting more of the good stuff on campus, yeah. Right? And being very intentional about it. So yeah, that's a really cool tool. And I'm glad that you saw a result using it.
You know, controlling the narratives, right?
Yeah.
That was something that I struggled with in my first couple of years as a school leader. Is I meant well, and I probably did well for all intended purposes. But gosh, trying to control the narrative, being more intentional with what information goes out. So something like what you and I, with that document, being able to celebrate was really powerful.
Nice. And I think my last question is just to check in real quick and see, is there anything else you want to share before we sign off here?
You know, I think we talked about it a little earlier. I love the combination of how the meetings work. I like being held accountable by a group of educators, educational leaders. And from the book reads, they've been very, very good. You know, what is it? Leaders read, another great quote, something like that. All readers are leaders.
Yeah.
You have to be reading. You have to stay current. And that's something that I really appreciate with the mastermind. You know, the hot seat, I think, is just such a fantastic way of sharing what, you know, what's on your chest, getting it off your chest, getting feedback. And then being, you know, the accessibility, whether it's you, whether it's Joe, whether it's, you know, anyone from the group, you know, whether we're using WhatsApp or Basecamp, doesn't matter. You know, I know that I have a support team around me. I have my own professional cohort, if you will. So I think the combination is what's really important. But I think also, Danny, you've been good at challenging us to grow. You don't let us get stagnant because you don't let yourself get stagnant as a leader. And that's inspirational.
Thanks for listening to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, Ruckus Maker. How would you like to lead with confidence, swap exhaustion for energy, turn your critics into cheerleaders, and so much more? The Ruckus Maker Mastermind is a world-class leadership program designed for growth-minded school leaders just like you. Go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind. Learn more about our program and fill out the application. We'll be in touch within 48 hours to talk how we can help you be even more effective. And by the way, we have cohorts that are diverse and mixed up. We also have cohorts just for women in leadership and a BIPOC-only cohort as well. When you're ready to level up, go to betterleadersbetterschools.com/mastermind and fill out the application. Thanks again for listening to the show. Bye for now and go make a ruckus.